Welcome back to the program, 6:39. It is that time of the day, the time out of the week, where we want to collectively gather up our brain matter and use it to answer all of your very, very important questions. And so now, without further ado, we open up the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music!
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone!
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Yes, indeed. We've got the mail, and here come the answers. The first one comes to us from Helen. Helen's 45 years old, according to her email. She says, gentlemen, most little girls love dressing up in the stereotypical girly costumes for Halloween. You know, princesses, fairies, witches, whatever. My 7-year-old daughter, however, is different. This year, she wants to go to Halloween trick-or-treating as a hobo. I don't want to discourage her from showing her personality and creativity, but is it weird that she's not acting like a little girl? Should I encourage her to be more girly? Okay. Anybody want to take this? I think the answer to this is pretty easy. It's pretty simple.
You let her do what she wants to do, if as long as it's not something that is obscene or that is not something that you would want her to dress up as.
Look, Halloween is once a year.
Yeah.
Let your kid be, within reason, whatever they want to be for Halloween.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm going to go along with that. I'm going to second that. Yes. If she wants to be a hobo, make her the best hobo you possibly can. I would suggest, how long we got before Halloween? A week?
Well, trick-or-treating's this weekend in many places because
this
Halloween,
weekend?
Well, they don't do it on the night of the actual, when it's during the week. Many places don't do it actually on Halloween because...
Oh, do we crash? I didn't even pay the attention.
Because they don't, people can't get home and get out and get it done. And
well,
stuff.
See, I was going to suggest that they actually be homeless for a few days in order to get the feel of being a hobo.
Look, if you repress your young 7-year-old daughter now, she'll only express herself with the help of a tattoo artist when she gets older.
Yeah. You know what? That's some good advice right there.
You guys both can look forward to that.
No. Nope, because my daughter knows that I've got lots of guns. Simon, age 40, writes to us. It's, again, a Halloween-themed email. He says, you know, when I was a kid, my parents always went through my Halloween candy to make sure none of it was tampered with. They never actually found anything, and I always thought it was a waste of time. Now that my kids are getting ready to go trick-or-treating, I'm not sure I want to check their candy. I don't think anyone is stupid enough to actually poison or tamper with it. Should I make sure my kids' candy isn't messed with? Do any parents really still do this? Simon. Simon.
Well, the good thing about going through the candy is that you get to pull out the good stuff for yourself.
Well, what they don't see...
Butterfingers and Snickers, right to dad.
Right there. What they don't see can't hurt them.
That's right.
I understand. Simon, don't be a tool, okay?
I've done news for 28 years now, and I've done dozens of stories of tampered Halloween candy.
This is just... Don't be an idiot, man. Yes. Just because nothing has happened up till now, how would you feel, seriously, if your daughter got really sick or one of your kids got really sick or even worse because you were just a lazy individual and decided you didn't want to? Don't be stupid.
Yeah, you don't get to outsource the parenting. Sorry.
Now, I don't know whether this is accurate or not. I read of an internet rumor that is flying around in this area where some little punks are deciding that it would be funny to bleach hot dogs, dip hot dogs in bleach, and then feed them to the dogs that are out and about while trick-or-treating. So I don't know whether that's true. I don't know whether there's any validity to it. I don't want to be a scaremonger, but, you know, keep it in mind.
Tampering with food is a felony.
Even for dogs?
Keep that in the back of your head. Tampering with food.
It is a felony.
I don't think it depends on who consumes it.
It is. Fact that you're tampering with it is a felony. Good is the way it should be. Remember the rumors that were flying around that you had to be careful at the gas pumps because people were putting needles in the gas pumps that contained the HIV virus?
So when you grabbed the handle, you were stuck?
See, and that was an urban legend. There were actually no reported cases of that happening. But it scared people so bad that it caught on and away it went. All right, last one is nothing about Halloween. It's about college gear. Elizabeth, 22 years old. She says, friends and I went to a community college out of state, and I think he's embarrassed that he didn't go to a fancier state university or college. He goes around wearing a Harvard sweatshirt everywhere, and I know he does it so people will think he's smart. I think it's ridiculous and sad, because when people ask him if he went to school at Harvard, he always changes the subject, but eventually he admits he did not. Should you wear college clothing if you didn't go to school there? She's 22 years old. That's a pretty good question.
I did something like this.
Yeah?
If you've listened to the show a long time, I've said in the past that I taught part-time at Yale.
Yes.
I was not a member of the faculty or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to get tenure or anything. I taught broadcast news writing to kids who worked at their college radio station.
Right.
I taught at Yale. It's the best resume line of all time. This guy taught at Yale.
Sure.
The day I got that job, I visited the school bookstore.
And you got yourself a Yale shirt or T-shirt?
Yale hat? Yale sweatshirt. I'm on the faculty, baby.
I notice you don't wear a lot of Florida Gator gear. You don't want to advertise that you went to the world's largest cocktail party.
I think you should probably bite me. actually, I used to have one of my favorite sweatshirts was a hooded sweatshirt. It was blue with the big orange Gator logo on it. It was one of my favorites. it shrank. Over the last...
Oh, it shrank, did it?
Yeah, it shrank over the last few years. And so... But I'm not opposed to wearing Gator gear. I actually did go to the unit. Well, technically, okay. Now here's an example. Technically, I did attend the University of Florida. My degree is from the University of South Florida, which is in Tampa, USF, which everybody there calls it the University of Sun and Fun for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've got a degree in English from there. I took 2 online literature courses from the University of Florida.
Well, you're not a... Oh, man.
So I have a transcript from the University of Florida. But I didn't...
If you didn't party in Gainesville, then you know it doesn't count.
Oh, I did, most definitely did.
Okay.
We won't go there.
I didn't go to the University of Wisconsin in Madison. I went to Stevens Point, but I was in Madison like every weekend because my buddies went there. So
there it is.
I can wear my Wisconsin hat.
Well, I have no connection whatsoever to the University of Wisconsin. I have UW sweatshirts and stuff because I like their sports teams.
I don't think there's anything wrong with flying the colors of a team that you support. Now, for example, I think the UW Badgers logo, I think it's pretty cool. So I wouldn't mind getting a sweatshirt or a jacket or something like that on there.
Plus, they have Buckingham Badger, one of the greatest mascots in college sports history.
All right, but go back to our guy for a minute, because he's not rooting for the Harvard football team. No one does that.
No, or the anything. He's just
trying to show off that he's from Harvard. That's what he's trying to do.
And when they go, so did you take English from Professor Watkins?
Him, that guy. Right.
Yeah, oh, he was great. Professor Watkins died in 1850. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. We've answered all your questions. You are now a better person.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What are we, about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy? I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? And there could be a belt that goes around, and you could dunk the belt in the toilet. It could be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I always feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy? Oh, he was believable as the creepy guy. Scary.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.